China's oppression of the Uyghur people appears to be expanding, with intellectuals reportedly the latest group to be targeted in a mass government crackdown. At least 100 Uyghur academics are believed to have been sent to the camps as part of what the UN estimates is the forced detention of at least 1 million of the mostly Muslim minority group. China's government claims the camps are for vocational training and the re-education of extremists. But reports from inside tell a very different story. PM has spoken to one Uyghur woman who spent more than a year inside one of the camps under conditions that she says were tantamount to torture. Our reporter Flint Duxfield tracked down the woman, Gulbahar Jalilova. Flint joins me now. Flint, it's very rare to hear stories from people who've actually been inside these camps. Why was this woman willing to speak?
Yeah, that's right, Linda. It is unusual that people are willing to speak about their experiences in the centres. In the first instance, because it doesn't appear that many people in these camps are actually being released. But secondly, many of those who come out of the camps have family members still in Xinjiang or in the camps, so they're understandably concerned about repercussions for their family. And that's one reason that Gulbahar Jalilova is able to speak, even though the Chinese government ordered her not to. She's actually from Kazakhstan, a country which borders China's western province and is also home to a number of Uyghur people. Now, she's a businesswoman who's been travelling between China and Kazakhstan for the past 20 years. And she says in May 2017, she received a phone call from a Chinese person telling her to return to the city of Urumqi in China to finalise a business deal. But when she did, she was met by Chinese police who arrested her on charges of illegal money transfer and sent her to one of these camps for what ended up being more than a year in detention.
Her accounts of the harsh conditions inside the camps very much contradict the claims of the Chinese government about re-education training. To what extent can we verify what she says?
That's right, they're very much in opposition, and in fact just last week the Chinese government took some journalists and diplomats on a tour of some of the centres, which appeared to show Uyghur people being quite pleased with the way they're being treated. Some even sang English renditions of "If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands." But what we also know is that people are not free to leave these centres. There are armed guards patrolling what photos and other accounts show very much to be prisons. And while it's impossible to verify exactly what Gulbahar Jalilova told us, her accounts in many ways do accord with reports from human rights groups and others who have been witnesses to this kind of treatment. Now, Gulbahar Jalilova has since fled to Turkey, which is where I spoke to her through a translator, Mehmet Çelebci. And that's exactly where I began, by asking how she was treated during her 15 months in detention.
They were swearing at us, they were punishing us. Sometimes they were tying up a weight of 5 kilograms to our feet as a way of punishment. If they wanted to punish even heavier, they would put handcuffs and we would be forced to look at the wall across for about 17 hours. And also, once every 10 days or so, the door would be opened and about 10 army officers would come and inspect the bedrooms. After that, they would make us naked and then they would inspect our body to find out whether we were hiding in that naked situation. As a result of that, it affected my health adversely. I entered the concentration camp 76 kilograms and after 1 month, I dropped down to 55 kilograms.
The Chinese government denies that people are being mistreated in these centres. They say people are being fed nutritious food, they're being looked after, and they're going through vocational training. What do you say to those assertions?
All of those things are total lies. We were kept in dark rooms with rats and mice, and we would be taken to questioning, during which we would be beaten severely. And while I was in the camp, they used to give us injections, take blood samples, give medications that we didn't know. And if we asked what medication it was, they would penalize for asking this question. And none of those female people were having monthly periods because they were giving us specific medication that was stopping the periods.
Did everyone have to take the medication or just particular people?
This medication was given to every single person, one at a time. And I can tell you that many people died in front of my eyes while in concentration camp. Those are the facts.
You said people died while you were in the camp. How did they die?
I was taken to hospital 4 times during my stay in concentration camps. Each time I was kept for 10 days. And while I was in hospital, I did see people dying, but I cannot talk about those at the moment.
And when you say you can't talk about the people that died, why is that?
I don't feel safe. I feel scared.
Do you feel scared talking to the media as you are now about what you saw?
Yes, I certainly feel scared. But think about it. I have seen a lot of people who were crying blood. Those people did not have any wrongdoings. Those young girls, it is their time to laugh and play as young people, but they have no rights at all. Under those circumstances, how can I just keep quiet?
And having spent that time in the center, what do you think the purpose of these centers is?
The total aim of those concentration camps is to eliminate the Uyghur people, the Muslims, torture them. I was released from the concentration camps 3 months ago, but every single day the situation in the concentration camps is in front of my eyes. The cries of the people are in my ears. Please do something and close down those concentration camps. The situation is not like before at all. There is extremely heavy oppression in that part of the world.
Kazakh businesswoman Gulbahar Jelilova speaking with Flint Duxfield through our Uyghur translator Mehmet Chalepchi.